We almost exclusively ended up playing there. I mean, we didn't play too many other places while we were playing bookies. I mean, we had played like at the old Miami once, and the Cabaret Theater. We ended up doing a Halloween show there at the theater, and that was really fun. And a couple, you know, other hall parties or things, but mainly we just played at bookies, and it was real important to us because we played there, I don't know, we played there about once a month or something, and we were like headliners there pretty quickly after we had started playing there, because not a lot of bands were playing there at first. And so we kind of got in right at the right time, you know, whereas if we would have tried a year later, I'm sure we would have not been able to do our own shows or anything like that. Because it got so popular so quickly. Yeah, it changed really fast. I mean, it was just a few months, I think, before they started getting, you know, Vincent and Scott started getting some bands from out of town. And, you know, at first it would be like, you know, Vince was from Canada, so he somehow knew people in Teenage Head, and so he got bands like that to play there. And then I don't know how it happened, but they ended up getting the Police to play there. That was pretty early on. And, you know, I mean, it just kind of all fell together like a scene really, really quickly. And I think it, you know, and it kind of burned out pretty quickly, too.